To autism, Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows the drug is safe. Tens of thousands celebrated the life and work of Charlie Kirk at a memorial for the conservative activist in Arizona. And the UK and Australia said they'll recognize a Palestinian state, angering Israel as the UN General Assembly begins. This is ABC News. A 23-year-old due to be arraigned today in New Hampshire in connection with a deadly shooting Saturday at a country club. ABC's Rena Roy has more.
The suspect, Hunter Nato, facing second-degree murder charges after police say he opened fire at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua during a wedding reception just after 8:30 Saturday evening.
He had a semi-auto weapon. We just saw him raise the gun, and then we ran.
A Good Samaritan trying to stop the shooter.
He hit him over the head with a chair, and he probably saved a bunch of lives.
Police say the suspect could face more charges.
And Karen Reed will be in a Massachusetts court today, 3 months after a jury acquitted her of murder in the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. O'Keefe's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Reed and two bars in Canton, Massachusetts. Family accuses Reed of killing O'Keefe and says the bars overserved her on the night of his death. Authorities had said that Reed ran over O'Keefe with her car and left him to die in a snowdrift. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Thursday, September 18th, a vehicle pursuit which began in Michigan and continued on through approximately 49 miles of Iron County ended successfully with the operator of a stolen vehicle, wanted for several felonies, taken into custody in Ironwood, Michigan. Earlier in the day, Iron County and surrounding areas received credible information that the male, Robert Guns Brown, who was wanted for several vehicle thefts in Iowa and Lafayette counties, had been spotted in the area operating a stolen truck. At approximately 11 p.m., Iron County deputies responded to a mutual aid call in Gogebic County, where officers and deputies were in pursuit of a stolen vehicle heading toward Wisconsin, refusing to stop and operating in an unsafe manner. The pursuit continued into Hurley and through the Island Lake area into the town of Anderson, and eventually back through Hurley and into Ironwood. After multiple coordinated attempts to safely stop the vehicle failed, a tire deflation device was successfully deployed in Michigan, deflating the tires of the truck. The truck then entered an apartment complex parking lot and struck a tree. As the operator attempted to flee the vehicle on foot, a taser was deployed, successfully ending the incident at approximately 12:08 a.m. The operator was taken into custody, examined by ambulance personnel, and lodged in the Gogebic County Jail. Multiple agencies were involved in the incident, including Michigan State Police, Gogebic County Sheriff's Office, Ironwood Public Safety, Hurley Police, and Iron County Sheriff's Office deputies. Saturday, October 4th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the book sale at the Phillips Public Library is beginning. This book sale will run the whole month of October with lots of great items that will be rotated weekly. So don't miss out. Come early and come often. You never know what you'll find. And if you're looking to help out, the Phillips Public Library is seeking volunteers. Two-hour shifts are available during library hours starting October 4th. You can email phillipslibraryfriends@gmail.com for more information. Once again, that book sale is beginning October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. And if you would like to help out, you can email phillipslibraryfriends@gmail.com. For Wisconsinites impacted by severe storms, damaging winds, and flooding, help is available with deadlines pushed back from the IRS. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, announced that tax relief for people and businesses in areas of the state affected by storms now have until February 2nd to file federal, individual, and business tax returns.
The benefit for taxpayers is it lets them focus on recovering from the emergency and not worrying about filing their taxes by the deadline of October 15th or making their payroll tax deposit.
That's Stacey Engel from the Internal Revenue Service. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, homes or businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties qualify for this relief.
Call the 866-562-5227 and request the tax relief. Otherwise, our system is automatically updated with anybody that falls into those three counties.
All relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief efforts in the covered disaster area qualify. Also, anyone that visited the disaster area and was injured as a result can also get relief.
An extension of time to file generally is not an extension of time to pay. So even though they're extending this, if they had a balance due April 15th, penalties and interest still may accrue. However, they do have the right to request those to be removed.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, September 17th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her significant other of 26 years, Ken Zillinger, by her siblings, Ewan Luloff, Ilame Helker, Brad Luloff, Kevin Luloff, Don Heck, Dwayne Luloff, Jeff Luloff, Patrick Luloff, along with Paul Luloff and Philip Luloff, and by Rochelle Berkeley. Further survived by her five stepchildren, five step-grandchildren, and one step-great-grandchild and other special step-grandsons. A private military burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut. Dorothy J. Escula, 79, of Park Falls, and formerly of Brentwood, passed away on Friday, September 12th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her son, Wayne Escula, of Brentwood, and by five sisters, Pat Hassanoral of Nakusa, Annette Manlick of Marshfield, Carol Schneider of Plover, Atilda Bootsy Hassel of Lockport, Illinois, and by Ann Marhine of Brentwood. Further survived by two brothers, John Wilford of Oconomowoc and Gary Wilford of Triple I. Further survived by her aunt and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held Saturday, September 27th, at the Krieger Nimsgern Funeral Home in Tomahawk from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a memorial service at 11 a.m. The Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy J. Escula, 79, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, like, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, you know, the team. You know, the biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, High school football from Friday night, 8-man action. Flambeau topped Shawamigan to remain atop the conference. Flambeau wins it 72-0. It was Loggers of Phillips taking on Rosholt. Rosholt previously unbeaten. This non-conference tilt had Phillips winning this one 48-34. The Athens 8-man squad wins over Hurley on Friday night 30-8 and Northwood Solon Springs. They topped South Shore 66-0. Shawamigan volleyball team in action this past week. They played Prentice in a conference match. They will be playing. They'll travel to Prentice, rather, I should say, tomorrow for their next conference match. The Phillips volleyball team is currently sitting at 11-9, 11 wins, 9 losses on the season. And there is quite a bit of action going on around the area today. If you want to take it in, the middle school girls volleyball team will be in action. They traveled to Bayfield for a contest coming up this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Phillips girls tennis match at home today. They'll be taking on Ironwood at the tennis courts here by the Phillips School. The Shawamigan JV will travel to Tony to take on Flambeau. That's a 5 o'clock start time for that contest today. Northwood's
weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs right around 70. For tonight, patchy fog developing again. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees. 98Q
Country. This is how I got motivated to lose weight. It was a weird way. I got an email from Amazon. And the email said, based on your recent activity, we thought you might be interested in this. And it was a picture of a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Which, honestly, I've never not been a little bit interested in. Unless you've been reading my journal, not sure how that's your business, Amazon. Based on what recent activity? It's not like, oh, I ordered a case of bean dip, so this makes sense. I've actually never ordered food from Amazon, not once. I think it's because I ordered an extra large shirt. And then I returned it and exchanged it for a double extra large shirt.
Listen up. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen. Don't tell me you together is why it took so long.
Cause I got better since you got gone. I'll go by the name of Shaboozy. I need some good news. Send me
sipping on cold fruit. 98Q Country.
Had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Just dust off the ceiling. I put your pretty little arms around me. Big green tractor.
Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
A little Hal Kent from there at 98Q. Our text to win contest is underway. Keyword today is new, N-E-W. Get that to us right now through the Civic Media app. We'll put you in for today's drawing, which is $200 cash and gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. So there'll be one daily winner. There'll be seven opportunities for you to get your entry in throughout the day. Every entry goes in for the grand prize for the big ticket drawing for November 23rd, Green Bay, Minnesota. So Civic Media app, the keyword this hour only. You got till 8 o'clock, N-E-W, three letters, N-E-W, new. Get that to us. Let's see if we can make you a winner here.
24 hours a day.
New country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without. That you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. Oh,
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside.
break nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place, I'd feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
She is Miranda Lambert at 98Q Country. 98Q Morning Show brought to you and broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios at Aspirus Health. Better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Keyword, let's get this thing going here. Green and gold. It's not a great day to kick off the greening. The timing of it was not good, but we're not responsible for that after the disastrous finish of that game yesterday. But here's what we're doing. For 2 weeks, we're doing, have a little fun texting and winning. We've done this before, all right? So you're used to it. Civic Media app. So just bring that up. We're going to do it starting at 7 a.m. this hour, and then every 2 hours, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. Every hour we'll have a different keyword. When you text that in, which the keyword is new, N-E-W, that's your word this hour. You got till 8 o'clock, N-E-W, on the Civic Media app, Android, iPhone. So when you text that to us, you'll automatically be in for the daily drawing, which is a $200 cash and gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. That'll be a daily winner. And then every time you text in a keyword, you're also in for the grand prize drawing, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd. It's a Green Bay home game, plus a gas card to get you to the game. It's about a $1,550 value, $1,550 value. Pretty cool. That'll be the grand prize when it's all said and done. Now, this is a Civic Media multi-state Civic Media contest, but it's like we did before, all the Civic Media stations, but we always get a lot of winners from our 98Q crew here. So just take a second, new N-E-W, shoot that to us, and you'll be in for today's drawing. And every time, again, we'll do one at 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, 7. So if you get all seven in, obviously you got to, statistically, you have a better chance. Some people will say it only takes one. Well, I'd say that if you have seven, you have a better chance. But if you want to believe the one thing, then it's totally up to you. Totally up to you. How about them Brewers, huh? Brewers clinch the division for the third consecutive year. That's the good news. Bad news is Brandon Woodruff looks like he's out. And probably will be out for the duration. I'm not 100% sure about the second part of that, but I do know that he re-injured, had an injury. Doesn't look like he's going to be available. So the Brewers clinched the division. They're trying to clinch the best record in all of baseball. Still got a little bit of work to do that, as they are three games up right now on Philadelphia. So looking like they should be able to do that with six games to go. The Phillies have also six games remaining. So the Brewers in the playoffs, they'll avoid that divisional round, that first playoff round. The Cubs are going to be in there. They clinched. We mentioned the Phillies. They're in. The Dodgers are in. The other team, we got the Mets and the Reds. The Mets are duking it out with the Reds for a playoff spot, and that'll be the final one, as San Diego is not in yet, but they are, basically. 99.9% chance they'll make it, according to the stats. Summer ends today officially at 1:19 p.m. If you want to grab a lawn chair and just wave goodbye to it, a parade, see you summer. 1:19 Central Time, I guess. The summer thing ends and the autumnal equinox begins. A little earthquake overnight. Folks out in California got rumbled a little bit. No reports of any damage. Kind of happened in that Berkeley area. Oakland, San Francisco felt it. San Jose, they all felt it. About a 4.3 on the scale, on the Richter scale. Also want to remind you, Hunger Action Month continues for one more week. 98Q is helping to support this in the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We have had a great response. This is the first time the Lord's Cupboard has done this, putting boxes out at various locations. Not the first time, but the first time in a while anyway. And you can go to Jay's Automotive. You can go to Wheelway. You can go to State Farm Insurance. You can go to Forward Bank. You can Park Manor right here, 98Q. Several of you have dropped off some bags of canned goods. We have a drop box right on the front desk here of 98Q. So if you have some non-perishable food items, you can donate, whether you have them currently in your house or you buy them at the grocery store, drop them off. And they'll go directly to the food pantry, and they'll go directly to those who are going through some food challenging times. So it's a great way to give and to make it count here, right here. Sometimes when you give money to charities, you're not sure. Well, this is one of those cases where, you know, it goes right here to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, helping out those in all of Price County, even southern Ashland County also. Today, by the way, is Elephant Appreciation Day. I have never been able to, I don't know if I've ever seen an elephant. I think I did once. I think I did at either the Milwaukee or the Minnesota Zoo somewhere. I want to say I did. But nothing I really remember. Giraffes? No, they got them over in Minocqua, of course. I've told you the story before of when my wife and I went to Disney many, many years ago when we were younger, and we did the safari ride at Disney. I slapped a giraffe on the tuchus. Oh, it was right there. We were riding in the safari thing, and then the giraffe was right there, and I'm just like, wow, right on the tuchus. It was wonderful. So giraffe I've seen. Elephants, I would like to. Elephants are just amazingly large animals. So we appreciate Elephant Appreciation Day today. Again, your keyword for this hour is new. There will be another one at 9-11-1-3-5-7. Each one gets you an entry in. $200 cash. Someone's going to win that today in the daily prize. It's brought to you on 98Q by Minocqua Chevrolet. They are the Text to Win sponsor for our Green and Gold Text to Win contest, Minocqua Chevrolet. All right. We have a gray area coming up after 8 o'clock. This is going to be interesting. Gray has bragging rights on one part of football and no bragging rights on another part of football. So it could be a rather raucous gray area. We'll do that as we do each Monday morning, just a little bit after the 8 o'clock news. It's 7:33. Let's get you updated twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to PAM, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting the administration will link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows the drug is safe. Tens of thousands celebrated the life and work of Charlie Kirk at a memorial for the conservative activist in Arizona. And the UK and Australia said they'll recognize a Palestinian state, angering Israel as the UN General Assembly begins. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has been working for you in Ashland County. An improvement project on Wisconsin Highway 169 is nearing completion to improve safety. Crews are replacing the pavement from Highway 13 in Mellon to the Iron County line. Other improvements include Bad River Bridge deck replacement, culvert replacement, guardrail work, and ditch repair. Crews have maintained access to Copper Falls State Park and the North Country National Scenic Trail during construction, and this project is scheduled for completion in early October. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Ashland County Highway Department thank you very much for your patience and cooperation during this time of construction. Sunday, October 5th from 8 to noon, over at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a breakfast fundraiser for the Red Apple Center. This is $10 a plate, with 5 and under eating free. Breakfast will feature from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffles. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 5th from 8 to noon over at Goble South Fork in Lugerville. And just a reminder, that is on County Road F. People across Wisconsin are gathering showing support for immigrants. Lisa Hale reports on a recent rally in Northeast Wisconsin.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to break free. Statue of Liberty is meaningless now and with this administration.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, we can't come. And I said, I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help.
Vosa de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. It brings a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church in Oshkosh is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity, we see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. It's at your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. 24/67.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete, it's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs right around 70. For tonight, patchy fog developing again. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
98Q Country.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Blackhawk Country Classic there at 98Q Country. Keyword this hour, new, N-E-W. Get that to us. Our Go for the Green and Gold giveaway today. Someone's going to win $200 and some gold jewelry also with our Civic Media Text to Win contest. So get that word to us. This hour only, N-E-W new. Let's talk a little Shawamigan football. We have our head coach, Mike Simone, with us. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, we had... Well, football action. It was weather-wise anyway, not too bad, right? Was that on Friday?
No, it was pretty good. Yeah. I was a little worried in the third quarter. It started to rain a little bit, but it stopped pretty quick. So I was thankful we didn't have to deal with another rain game.
Yeah, the one you had the week ago was pretty rough for you. Well, you had Flambeau coming in, leading the conference. You knew this would be a tough matchup for you. And then you had some injuries that sounded like pile up, which kind of made for a rough night. It's always tough to see some of these kids you build relationships with and you see them advancing and doing well to see them go down with injuries. That's always tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely hurts my heart to see. I know I care so much about each and every one of these guys, and I know how hard they work each and every week to prepare and be ready for these moments. And for a lot of them, the years of work they've put in for these moments, and to see seniors going down with injuries, it's always tough.
Yeah. Well, we had that gave some opportunities for some other kids to come in there. It was a rough night score-wise, but I'm sure there were some other kids that maybe got some valuable experience because of that, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of sophomores that were willing to step up and see some minutes on offense, and I think if anything else, it's going to prepare them even more for their JV game against Flambeau today, and they've already gotten some experience against what that squad does and what they're going to try to do, and hopefully that gives them that much more preparation going into today.
Yeah, and the numbers are good enough to be able to survive a few injuries. That's always good news that we can get that JV game still tonight, right?
For sure, yeah. That's definitely huge when we've got 26, 27 guys. Usually we can survive and get through those varsity games, and then, like you said, to still be able to have the JV games for those freshmen, sophomores that don't get all the playing time on varsity to still get their chance to see some minutes, see some live reps. Like, that's huge for us.
Yeah, you've got a game coming up this week at Athens. Now all of a sudden Athens knocked off Hurley on Friday night. So they're sitting up there with conference aspirations too, and this is an Athens team that has come on a little bit through the year. It looked like they struggled a little bit earlier in the year, but they've gotten better, it looks like, right?
Yeah, and they've definitely got an older group of guys there too, a lot of seniors on their squad that they're finally starting to roll on all cylinders. So we know this will be another tough one this week, but we feel like we can be prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, and we mentioned some of the injuries that you had. Are all of those kids going to be able to come back for Friday, or what does it look like as far as how long they'll be out with those?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything definite yet. I'm concerned that one is going to be a little bit more long-term. I'm hopeful that the rest are short-term enough that with a good weekend of rest and maybe even a day or two this week to fully recover, I think we should be mostly healthy rolling into Athens this week.
Yeah, and there's what is talk about senior? How many seniors do you have on your team, Coach?
We have 10 right now.
Okay, all right. And so they'll be looking to finish out their career on a strong note here with three games. That'll all be, I mean, that last one, South Shore, they've been struggling a little bit this year, but definitely this week and next week, a couple of the top eight-man teams here in the North, right?
Yeah, and I know Hurley's got a reputation of they've always been a really, really solid program, and even their down years are really good years for other programs. So, you know, it's definitely not going to be easy the rest of the way, but I know our guys are going to be up for that task.
Yeah, and getting performing well and getting key victories, those are the ones that make the memories, right, for the kids. So they still have a chance here in these final three games or so to make some good memories, right?
For sure.
Yeah, so the game on Friday will be on the road, Athens. We're on the road.
Yep.
And we still have a couple of we have one home game left, right, against Hurley. Is that right?
Yep. So we've been kind of trading every other week lately. So this last weekend we were home. We're going to go down to Athens. We'll be home next week for homecoming against Hurley.
Yeah.
And then on the road for South Shore, and potentially going to be picking up a week 9 game. We got to kind of see where the playoff fields are shaking out to know who's eligible and who's not eligible, to see who we can maybe try to schedule a game with for that last week. But
sure,
hopefully that could also be a home game for us, just to even that out a little bit more too. But for sure the one home game left.
Yeah, it's kind of unique in 8-man for the teams who don't make the playoffs or don't qualify for the playoffs. If they're healthy and are able to do it, they like to pick up a game that first week that other teams are playing the playoff games, right?
Yeah, and especially for a school like Schwamigan, who's not currently eligible for the playoffs due to their enrollment numbers being over the limit that the WIA set, it's nice for them to still get one more competitive game in to replace that, since they can't make the playoffs themselves. They get kind of their own little playoff game to throw in there to end the season.
Yeah, and I know I didn't have a chance to talk to you last week. You talked to Gray, but congrats on the nice win over Prentice on the previous week. I know that's a good rivalry game, but that was sound like that was a pretty fun game and pretty competitive on both sides.
Yeah, that one was really fun. Throughout the whole first half, it was kind of shot for shot with each other. It was, I think, a four-point game going into halftime, so it was a little closer than we wanted it at that point, but we challenged our defense at halftime that they needed to step up. They were pretty much just running the ball right up the middle every single play and daring us to stop it, and like we had talked about, they had a big offensive line paving holes for them, so we just told our defensive line, like, hey, you have to be the ones to step up and make the difference here. Like, if you want to win this game, you want to change this outcome, it's going to have to start with you guys here. And they really responded, and they didn't allow a single score in the second half until about 20 seconds left on the clock. So that was huge for us to be able to keep putting on points and then getting the stops that we needed in the second half.
Nice, fun game for the kids. So on the road this week, and then the following week, the mayhem and the fun of Thanksgiving. Of homecoming, not Thanksgiving yet, of homecoming. Always a fun week and always a challenge for a coach to keep the kids focused, because they're like, oh, we got to practice today too, in between all the other stuff going on for homecoming, right?
Oh yeah, it definitely adds in a new layer of challenges that way, where it's always exciting, it's always fun, but like you said, to keep everybody focused in and locked in on the task at hand of, at the end of the day, a lot of what we do all week is centered around that Friday night, and to be able to put on a good performance and not just get caught up in all the fun of the festivities throughout the week.
Very good. All right, Coach. So Friday night in Athens, we'll have Steve Jetland down there to bring you the call of that game. Chance for you to kind of be a spoiler down there and go down there and give Athens a good run. So I'm sure the kids are looking forward to that.
That they are.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You bet. Mike Simone, who's a Schwamigan head football coach, joins us Monday mornings right around this time to update us on what's happening with the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles from last week's game.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Hi, this is Jonathan MacArthur with the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to our incredible local businesses, dedicated volunteers, generous sponsors, and to all the amazing people who make this community so special. Whether you're a lifelong resident or just passing through, your support and energy are what keeps Phillips thriving. There's still plenty to do in the weeks ahead, so get out there, shop local, and enjoy everything Price County has to offer. Tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto-pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. Go for the green or gold. Green and gold is underway. Our keyword, you got just a few more minutes till 8 o'clock to text us the word new, N-E-W, on the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. N-E-W is your 7 o'clock keyword. Keyword expires in about 2 minutes. Get it to us, and you'll have a chance to win $200 cash, gold jewelry, and you'll be in for the tickets to see the green and gold play coming up on November 23rd. The gray area. We're going to break down that whole Packer debacle and other stuff coming up here after the news. 98Q Country.
I've been gone for a little too long. I've been waiting on a drummer to kick off. Comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire building up a little while, and when check the wire, sure enough it's live. Try to stop.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's continued to pressure Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says he's already made changes within the Justice Department.
President Trump just days ago forced out a top federal prosecutor whose office did not find any evidence to back up allegations that New York Attorney General Letitia James committed mortgage fraud after months of investigating.
President's going to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsay Halligan, as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. She has no experience as a prosecutor. The Washington Post reports the president's going to announce a link today between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. The U.K. among the countries to announce recognition of a Palestinian